This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Here we are.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not talking. Don't you dare tell them.
That.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell them. Thank you.
I've noticed a pattern that you come on laughing, and I feel guilty.
Very distracting.
It's like I throw a banana peel in front of you
right.
And you're about to jump onto the
stage. Thank you very much for the help. Michael Harrison is here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen here, a man about town. Sometimes I get credit, sometimes I don't. Oh, woe is me. The reason that we're here together, folks, once again this week, is to go through the top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, and then the people list. There are also 10 names on the people list as well that we will go over and see how we can connect them. Some of these names on the people list connected to Donald Trump, can you imagine? Some of the people on the people list are connected to the Bidens, can you imagine? Oh. I haven't saw it. So anyway, there are a number of things that are new this week. So, Michael, will you please go through the story list and we'll pick a couple of new cherries off the tree and see where we go with them, name-wise and story-wise.
Well, there's certainly a lot of cherry-picking going on in the news media today and in politics. And I love the term that you used a moment ago. You said the man about town. You know, that's a great phrase. I guess the appropriate way now is person about town. But all across America are people who are, you know, the persons about town. They're involved in everything. They do everything. They MC events. They're at the parades. And I tend to think in many ways the national infrastructure of talk radio is built on those kind of people. Make sense?
Yeah. Does make sense. Yeah.
So, exactly. All right. Here are the stories. At number 10, the Barbie movie is still being talked about. At number 9, the deadly Hawaiian fires, the wildfires in Hawaii. You don't think about Hawaii as having fires, you know, but it seems to be pretty darn serious.
Yep.
At number 8, we have the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, we have China's economy and AI investment. At number 6, immigration policy. At number 5, the Ohio referendum. At number 4, the Biden impeachment inquiry. At number 3, the 2024 presidential race. At number 2, they're still talking about the Hunter Biden case. And at number 1, Trump's legal battles, which are historically extraordinary. The People Survey, at number 10, Kevin McCarthy, number 9, Merrick Garland. Ron DeSantis is hanging in the top 10 at number 8. Rudy Giuliani is ahead of Ron at 7, Mike Pence at 6, Hunter Biden at 5, Fannie Willis at 4, Jack Smith tied with Eileen Cannon at 3, Joe Biden's at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. And there you have it. There it is.
Isn't it, the way you put it, Rudy Giuliani is ahead of Ron DeSantis. Now, that's a visualization. Oh, my God. What a character he's turned out to be. Would you have
thought... I think he always was a character.
You do think... Really? I didn't know him that well early on when he was...
Rudy or Ron?
No, Rudy. Ron DeSantis
Rudy.
Nothing. He's a dud.
I mean, a case could be made, and this is conventional wisdom, what I'm about to say. I'm not saying...
Here's what I think.
People say... Rudy Giuliani, his fates and fortunes as mayor were on the downslide when 9/11 came along and basically saved his career.
Well, he fired the police commissioner That's the guy now. Remember, he was Boston police commissioner. He did such a great job that Rudy hired him to be police commissioner in New York, and then he fired him because he was getting all the attention and all the credit because mm-hmm. he was doing the work, not Rudy. Rudy wanted the credit. He went to L.A. To be the police superintendent there. I think he still is, if I'm not mistaken. Bratton is the guy's name. Anyway, so...
Well, it just shows Giuliani's character.
Yeah, right.
That we're talking about character.
No, you know what shows his character? The fact that he used an electric shaver to shave his face when he was having a cup of lobster bisque. I think that tells more of his story than anything else, perhaps, in the pitter-patter of the life of Rudy Giuliani. All right, so let's see here. Why? You think that's...
The old shock jock in me was thinking of other examples.
Ah!
And I said, no, don't go there.
No. All right. Well, you can if you want. I'm not responsible for anything you say.
I don't want to. Do you ever find yourself resorting to...
Yes. Especially the last few years. I never used to edit myself before. I'd come up with something in my head and I'd write out. And now there's enough of a gate there.
Yep.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it doesn't work. But you know, most of the time now.
I'm always on the lookout as your dancing partner once a week for kind of an intense hour as we do. I find myself on the lookout to make sure that you don't step too far.
My foot in my mouth. Yes, thank you very much. Yeah. But, right. Well, I've got your back too, pal.
I know you do, and I want to just admit that I'm not beyond having notions that pop into my brain in the spontaneous display of verbiage that might not be the smartest thing to say.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
You know, the smartest guy, I make reference to him often, and it seems more lately, talking about Gene Burns, who was one of the real heroes of talk radio. The guy who set the tone for so much of what's good in talk radio today was, whether you knew him or you didn't know him, his influence was far and wide.
The Gene Burns program is being brought to you through the auspices of the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States.
Started every show that way. Yep, it was great. Meanwhile, one of the issues this week, I guess I could couple this to number two and number four, the Biden family. Apparently, there was some crackpot in Utah who threatened to kill him, and the FBI found him and shot him, and he's dead. I don't know how many people know this story. This happened earlier this week.
75-year-old guy.
Yep. From Provo, Utah.
A lot of guns in his.
Oh, my God. It's full of, guns everywhere. Guns here, guns there. Right. He had an M24 sniper rifle that he was cleaning the dust off of when they encountered him. And he shot at them, and they shot at him, and he missed, and they didn't.
Right.
So, there it is. He didn't like the fact that George Soros liked Joe Biden. Among other things, I don't know where that comes from.
But I wonder if he heard that.
Yeah,
but exactly. The fact of the matter is, he seems to be, and of course, you never know the whole story, and I don't want to talk without having knowledge about everything. But it seems like he's one of those guys that that believes the most heinous and demonic claims of those that are against the left and against the Democrats, and that we're under siege and that we have to protect ourselves.
Whether that's so the best way to do that is take our guns and shoot them all.
Yeah.
So you would think. All right, let's get to the fires, number nine. That might have moved up a little bit, or maybe is it? We go into the weekend doing this. This situation, I think one of the most misused words in our vocabulary is crisis, at least as far as the news media is concerned. But I would use that to apply to the death of these 55 people, the winds from the hurricane that basically burned Lanai to a crisp in about an hour. I mean, you look at the people, the cars along that main drive. Have you ever been to Lanai?
I've been to Hawaii. I don't know if I've been to Lanai.
Yeah, it's a main drag of that, which is probably the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful places in Hawaii anyway. And the fire spread so fast because of the wind from the hurricane that people literally, there was no, other than people who had the old radios, the old battery-operated radios, or what's the name of the company that has it? C. Crane, right? Those radios. People, that's the only way they got information. The early warning system didn't work. The television stations were off the air. There was no warning from the police or any other authorities. The only way people found out that this was going on was by listening to the portable radios that they had turned to the radio stations that were still on the air on the other islands, not on this island, because the radio, like everything else there, was quickly dispatched. But look at the car. There are thousands of cars on that main street. People, the fires were on top of them. They jumped out of the cars and ran into the ocean to save themselves. And the cars are burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
You wonder how long it's going to take them to fix up one of the most beautiful places on the planet. Oh, my God.
It's devastation.
Well, you know, there's a conspiratorial, as there always is a conspiratorial theory here, that a certain country that doesn't want us, there are people, operatives, and one wonders if this isn't the case, and I don't even want to think this way, but I am going to express what I heard from a couple of listeners on social media today. That the fires were set by Chinese operatives. There were three fires set at the same time, different places on the island. One in the area, the agricultural area, as you know, Hawaii's got to depend on itself for its own food. And the main area, the main drag down by the ocean, and there's one other fire set, and they were all started at the same time. So, you know, if it isn't somebody from some foreign government doesn't like us, something's going on here.
Well, I'm wondering if they all get to the bottom of it. Experts, the arson experts will figure that out. It's very easy to, with the technology, the science, and the know-how, to figure out how a fire begins.
Yep. All right, let's talk about a getaway that is a little more friendly at the moment than Hawaii, although it's a great, great place to go. So is Las Vegas. If you want two free nights in Las Vegas, you dial up 800-419-DOUG right now while the 10 operators are standing by to take the first 10 callers. 800-419-3684. Get in the line. Have some fun. You might want to stay more than two nights. They can arrange that at 541 Travel as well. So take advantage of these two free nights right now. Dial 800-419-3684.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Okay. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's have Michael Harrison do our bidding for us, shall we? It's 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael from Talkers Magazine. We're discussing some of the nuances of the info that's in the charts this week, the stories and the people that the folks at Talkers work all week to put together. Fannie Willis and Jack Smith seem to have something in common with Donald Trump.
They're deranged.
Trump.
They're all deranged. Political discussion. They're deranged.
It's an easy out.
Well, they say
then we can move on to the next thing.
I hear deranged used from both sides. Trump is deranged. Jack Smith is deranged. Another word, unhinged. I hear that all the time.
In another unhinged speech.
Mm-hmm. It's all, these names are all part of the the indictment or forthcoming indictment or forthcoming trial or wherever the hell it's at in indictment number three, I believe. I think number three is Washington and the Justice Department.
How much money are we spending as taxpayers? And how much money do the people who are contributing to the Trump campaign? So far, I think it's $44 million or $40 some odd million that has been donated to the Trump campaign has been used to pay his legal expenses. I think that's kind of
a lot of the people that love Trump feel like they're doing God's work. But
oh yeah, I know that.
But the mega donors, the really big GOP big buck donors, have not been quick to give Trump money.
Nope. Uh-uh. You're right about
something you don't hear that much about.
Yeah, no, you don't, because the Trumpers just love him no matter what, which is a fascinating thing in and of itself in terms of psychology or maybe even psychosis. What is there this guy offers that makes people so willing to... It's like the fire in Hawaii. They jump into the water or they'll run into the fire for this guy and they don't even know him.
Well, this is the thing that is interesting, people that are objective and analyze this come to the conclusion that the biggest suckers, and I say this carefully, I'm not saying this, we just hear this, because this is incendiary, the biggest suckers out there, if Trump is in fact the con man that many people believe he is, are his biggest fans.
Yeah.
That he preys upon his supporters
They're the ones that are being suckered, not the rest of the country. Most of the country's moved on in terms of we spend a lot of time talking about him and concerned about him, but not necessarily...
I'm not concerned about him at all.
...buying into it. I mean, the major point the Republican Party has to deal with is you don't have to be a Trump lover to be a Republican or a conservative.
Well, and you look at some of the messages from some of the people like Ramaswamy and Scott, two people who are... I think Ramaswamy is actually... I'm fascinated by him. What about you?
He's interesting. I don't think he's historically important. I think he's just a sideshow. But that's okay.
Well, he may be,
he's wrong.
Maybe not. He's giving us something to think about, though. And I think that's what we're lacking with most of the major candidates, because they say the same thing over and over again. Trump never talks about the issues. He always talks about himself. What do you learn
about
somebody?
Other people. He attacks people.
Yeah, and attacks other people. Yeah.
He attacks his detractors.
You know nothing about what he thinks about the issues or how he's going to help America. That's what doesn't fascinate. I think it annoys me, because... You know, you can look at his record for the 4 years he's been the president, and there were some pretty good things that were done in some departments. The agriculture department, which happens to be the one that I'm probably, other than that, the commerce department I'm closest to, was a nightmare. The guy he had running it was a crook, a thief. And, you know, on that side of the ledger, I think, what a horror show. But then some of the practical things that were done during that era were quite good. All right, more coming up in another half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after now.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Illegal immigration has been made easier by the Biden administration's open border policy. The White House claims illegal crossings have been slowing down, yet Democrat Governor of Massachusetts, Mara Healey, is calling out Biden for flooding her region with so many illegal immigrants, the state had to declare a state of emergency.
The increased level of demand is not slowing down. Expanding shelter at a rapid pace, and it's unsustainable. For this reason, I am declaring a state of emergency in Massachusetts.
The Democrat Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts, Kim Driscoll, has a plan to solve the crisis.
If you have an extra room or suite in your home, please consider hosting a family.
Today is officially National Hip Hop Day. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The basics of talk radio, news talk radio, that's what we talk about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, along with the charts that are done as a result of the research at Talkers Magazine. You can find them every week at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com. Michael Harrison is here. We're going through some of the, sometimes we get involved in spiritual and esoteric discussions, and then sometimes we talk about what's, you know, the nuance behind some of these stories. Number eight, the Russians and the Ukrainians are at it. So it seems to be a rather difficult time. The Russians say they don't have any money. They can't do anything. The war is draining them. And yet they're launching the first moon mission in nearly 50 years. The launch of the Luna 25 craft, the first lunar mission since 1976, when the Soviet Union actually did it. It's on its way to the moon and expected to get there. I believe it's the 23rd. Don't hold me to that, but I think that's what it is. Mm. So it's kind of slow, if because it usually takes only a couple of days. They send a landing craft so that they can do
a tire or something on the way. I mean, I don't know.
What happened? Say what?
You got a flat tire? I mean,
why in the world?
Is there some guy in there? Are they sending a...
No, no, no. Well, who knows whether they put one in or not.
Yeah.
But the whole They launched it from the spaceport that they send everybody up to the International Space Station from. Take 5.5 days to travel to the moon, and then it'll be around orbiting around the moon for 3 days at 62 miles above the moon, and then it goes down and lands on the surface. And so one wonders, why are they doing this at this point in time? So if you look at the history of this, and I know you and I share this fascination, there have only been three governments who have managed successful moon landings: the Soviet Union, United States, and China. So India is trying to put something together so they can go up to the moon. But one wonders why we all do this, spend all this money. Is it national pride? Why don't we all get together? That was what the International Space Station was all about. So we didn't all have to spend the same amount of money to do the same thing.
Yeah, well, then, there's a lot of cooperation among governments in terms of space, and we've been in cahoots to a great extent with the Russians, and
yes,
before that, even with the Soviets, with Mir and the International Space Station, and the James Webb Space Telescope, which is an incredible device.
It sure is.
It's not just the result of NASA. The Russians aren't involved in it, but Canada is involved in it, and the European Space Agency is involved in that. So there seems to be more cooperation about space exploration than there was during the Cold War, when we actually believed, you know, oh my God, Russia has Sputnik, they're going to drop H-bombs on us from the satellite, or the first country to get to the moon. It was prestige, but we actually did believe that somehow there would be a military advantage to having bases on the moon, and I guess theoretically there are, but, you know, come on. It's hard enough to get anything to the moon, let alone build a military base there. You know, space travel is dangerous. I mean, really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons we haven't gone back so quickly is we realized that we were pretty lucky that we were
brought
them
back, most of them.
Yeah, but we didn't lose anybody, you know, on those moon missions. We lost a couple of astronauts, you know, on the ground in terms of disasters.
Yeah.
Gus Grissom and others, but no, the fact that we got all those missions to the moon in the late 60s, early 70s, and everybody got back by the skin of their teeth. I mean, that thing was a little bucket of bolts being run by a battery, a pocket calculator.
There's more power in this. They all like to say this now. You have more power in your device, your iPhone, than they had in the computers that went to the moon, which is pretty fascinating when you look at how they survived that Apollo 13 thing. One of my dearest friends in life is somebody that I've been eager for you to meet over the years, Jay Honeycutt, who started out as the personnel director at NASA. He hired all of the original astronauts up through the Apollo mission. He hired them all. He became then the director of mission control. He was the director of the shuttle. And then he ran Kennedy Space Center for 4.5 years before he retired. And one of the things he listened to me on the radio, because he listens to, there's a couple of stations on the Space Coast that carry this program or have carried it. And so he heard me one day talking about visiting Houston, the Space Center there, and he called the station. How do I get a hold of this guy? So he got in touch with me, and he said, there's nothing going on over there. You got to come here and see what goes on. So it was the beginning of a great friendship that's lasted all through the years. The bottom line was that he brought me to the we broadcast from four different launches. But when he took over the Space Center, he opened the place up. He wanted people to really know. The government didn't like it, but he was responsible for that movie Space Cowboys. They made it when he was running the center because he wanted people to have a story. There was a TV show with Corbin Burnson, I forget the name of it, that was on for a couple of years that was started there and filmed there. He used to talk about, and he was, you know, very concerned. But he was also very confident that the skills that they had acquired and the research that they'd done and the actual building of these machines was something that was America's greatest accomplishment. And in many ways, you can argue that. Right? You can still argue it. I think.
Definitely. It's certainly a great accomplishment, whether it's the greatest. That's where the argument is. It's certainly the accomplishments have been great. So, you know, that space, I'm thinking back to that movie Space Cowboys was a fun movie.
It was.
It was very informative about what goes on in the life of an astronaut.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Was Clint Eastwood was in it. Tommy Lee Jones was in it. Donald Sutherland was in it. Who is the fourth one?
The guy that played Maverick.
Well, Garner. Yeah, James Garner.
That's right. Yep. He was major in that movie.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Yep. You know. Yeah. So
it was a great movie. And kind of a sleeper.
The other one was the movie that Hanks and
Apollo 13.
Kevin Bacon did, which was shot partially there and partially in Houston. You know, have you ever heard of the rocket, what do they call it, the comet rocket, there's a 707 they use to train the astronauts. They fly it up.
They call it the Vomit Comet.
Vomit Comet, that's it, right, thank you. You go up to 80,000 feet, and then you nosedive.
Right.
And that's how you accomplish the weightlessness. They filmed the weightless sequences for that movie with Tom Hanks. I remember Tom Hanks said he was never as sick in his life as he was filming those shots on the
Vomit Comet.
Yeah, right.
That's why they call it that.
Yep, right, because he's not going to hold on to breakfast on that thing. And he wanted, and the guy who ran it, was also became a friend of mine. I can see him. Gabby, that was his last name. He tried to talk me into going. He says, I'll give you a ride. Then you can talk about being in the rock and the Vomit Comet. He said, come on, let's go. I said, because somebody had told me he'll try to get you to go, because that's what he does with people that come visit. And one guy says, you don't want to go up on that unless you want to be sick for 4 days. And so I said, no, I would. I opted out of it. But God.
Well, they say going into space is sickening for almost everybody. Yeah. John Glenn lost his cookies or whatever when he went back up the second time. Relatively recently.
Yeah,
he was an older man.
Yeah,
he gets sick.
Oldest guy to go up, 77 he was when he went up.
That would be the thing that would keep me from doing it. I'd love to go into space, but I know I would. The first second I'm in space, I would go, ooh.
I wonder
that
if that's...
When you lose it, when you get nauseous.
Yeah, but is that really the case? I don't know Shatner well enough. I'm not being a name dropper here, but he's very friendly with Jennifer Horn and her family. So when I go to parties there, he's always there. And he loves to hold court and talk about all the stuff that he's done.
He has some fascinating stories. Five-year mission.
Right. No man has gone before.
He fought a Gorn. I mean,
yes, he did. And a couple of other bad guys.
Can you imagine fighting a Gorn? He did it.
It's worse than being, what was the name of the cop that he played? What was that?
Not T.J. Hooker. T.J. Hooker?
No, it was T.J. Hooker. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The other guy played a cop. He was a Texas Ranger, the guy, the karate guy. I'm blind.
Oh, that's Walker. Yeah. He played Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
All right, enough of this. I want to get to your interview with Kim Komando.
Yeah.
The MH interview this week. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the dog days of summer upon us. The reference to losing weight and looking your best. This goes on pretty much all year long. I could say the same thing in February when people are going on winter vacation. They want to look their best when they go to Florida or to wherever they go, down to the islands. You want to look your best. And then we get into spring and people have their pools and they go to the beach in the spring and the summer. They want to look their best. And then, you know, the circle goes round and round. The message is clear, and it's the same year-round. I guess that's the way I'm positioning my conversation with you for a moment on Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is a weight loss story to beat all other weight loss stories. The success rate, 86%. I challenge anybody else who's in the weight loss business to come up with a better number than that. And fact is, it's so simple. It's a simple, very simple process to take the capsules at night, whether powder or the liquid, before you go to bed. Let it do its work. Has collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera, all natural. That's what does the trick. That's kind of the secret to their success. So help yourself. Go to their website. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. Check out all of the reasons, the science behind it, the success, the reasons for you to say, yeah, I'm going to try this. You have nothing to lose. It doesn't work. Get your money back. I was going to give a number, but no, let's just send you the website. It's toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out. You'll get their Dog Days of Summer sale pricing and free shipping. That's at toploss.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
All right, let's get at it here, Michael. You have chatted this week on the MA. What's the matter? What'd I do?
I love the music.
Oh.
I can't help but just get up and start dancing. I'm dancing on the table here.
The interview this week, MH interview, we have Kim Komando, who most people who listen to the talk radio world know who she is.
Yeah.
She's had a fabulous career.
Very smart
as a
woman.
Columnist, a radio person, knows more about technology. So what the heck did she do? What are these pictures that you can see at talkers.com?
we do an interview about AI, predominantly AI, and we talk about a few other things too. So we had the AI generator do a picture of me and a picture of her. She came out looking like a Barbie doll, and I came out looking like Leon the Professional. I look like I look like some type of a hitman, and she looks like a Barbie doll. And so we read those pictures in talkers, and it's, you know, it says in little letters the pictures of MH and KK are generated by AI, but a lot of people are, what the heck is that?
See, I don't think the picture of AI, her AI picture is like her at all. I think you look like you.
No,
I think you do.
I do look like me. Sometimes I do look like a badass, if you'll pardon the expression. And sometimes I look like a suit. I do. It depends on my mood.
Yeah.
And but she, the AI is not absolutely perfect yet, to say the least. No matter how we fed the computer, when they saw her very, very good looks and blonde hair, it just went right to pink and went right to Barbie. It was very hard for it to deal with her nuances. With me, I've got so many nuances that it was easier to capture
mm-hmm.
it.
Yep. But the conversation is all about tech.
Tech and politics and China. And it's one of the best interviews I've ever done. I'm proud of it. MHinterview.com.
All right, there it is. The story in focus. Michael Harrison here from Talkers Magazine with all sorts of nuance into the world of what we do every day here. And that's talk on the radio. News talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Past the hour now. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. What's this music about, Chucker?
Doesn't that want to make you wrestle, Doug, when you hear that?
No, doesn't it?
Why
all?
Not?
No.
That was actually Hulk Hogan's theme song when he was at the top of his peak.
Really?
He turned 70 years old today, 1953, born August 11, 1953. I would argue that, because I watch a lot of old wrestling matches on YouTube, I just find that 1980s period very interesting because it was obviously a lot more than wrestling when Vince McMahon got involved with MTV in 84 and Cyndi Lauper got into the game, and then WrestleMania 1, which I went to actually live at Madison Square Garden back I think it was 85. And it had the WWF at the time, which is before it was called WWE, explode into the mainstream pop culture. And Hulk Hogan became the biggest, I think, beneficiary of that. A huge part of pop culture, Hulk Hogan. So happy birthday, turned 70 years old.
What did the F stand for in WWF?
World Wrestling Federation at the time.
But good man. There you go. All right, what's coming out this weekend that's good? What's new? What you want to predict things?
I think it's just a horror movie called The Last Voyage of Detmer. It takes place on on a cruise ship. I don't know how much business it's going to do. I would expect Bobby and Oppenheimer to continue very well. Continue to do very well. I think it'll be interesting to see how the Meg 2, the Trench, which had actually a fairly decent opening weekend of $30 million last week, and how that'll hold up. Will Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, continue to have at least a little bit of legs here domestically? That's over $500 million worldwide. There is a Netflix movie, if you care about that, as I stated yesterday. Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman, Heart of Stone, that's a big Netflix movie. They're going to try to get a lot of viewership off that one. Reviews are somewhat tepid. I don't think reviews are going to matter for that because it's a straight action film.
Right.
Although she did give a statement. This is interesting the way this works on social media. She actually came out and said that DC Warner Brothers, along with James Gunn, has green lit and is working with her to do a Wonder Woman 3.
Good.
A lot of studio, but here's the thing: a lot of studio analysts have come out and debunked that report, saying it's not accurate at all. If I had to predict, will Gal Gadot play Wonder Woman again? I'm going to say she's not going to. Because I think DC's in so much so much turmoil. By the time they find a way to do a Wonder Woman 3, it'll probably be 4 or 5 years, and I just think she'll be priced out of the game in terms of they'll recast.
I think you're wrong. All right, so there we go. Writers Guild setting new negotiations. They are streaming and discussing a lot of things today. They've been on strike for 100 days. One wonders how they're surviving. They're sticking to their guns. Meanwhile, the curs that are running these big companies that are trying to screw over the Writers Guild and the actors and stuff, because that's really what's going on.
You need a mediator, no?
Yeah, well, I think there's
a mediator. There's no way you're gonna take both issues and form it to the center.
So what's taking them so long? Where's the leadership here? Why hasn't the president appointed somebody?
I don't know exactly what's in the mind of the studio executives. But
yeah,
really,
I do.
They want to break the writers and actors. Because I do think they have a fascination or somewhat with AI. I do believe that's a big issue. Why?
It'll be the end of their business. It'll kill it.
Yeah,
it will.
It's ridiculous.
It'll kill it. And they're so greedy. They're so one-sided. You can say, well, you don't run a studio. You don't know what they're up against. I run a business, and I know what that's about.
Sure.
It doesn't take a lot of figuring out. To see what's going on, I don't know if insensitive is there.
We want to go back to a happier time, Doug. This day in movie history, August 11, 1973, American Graffiti opened.
Yay! Now that was a movie.
Let's take a time machine and go back to that day.
All right, that was a good movie. Yeah, and you know what? It still holds up. It still holds up today. So,
the DJ, Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman Jack, it's Wolfman Jack here on the radio. Wolfman Jack, see you later, trucker.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.